This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Atlanta, Georgia police have fired the white officer who shot and killed a black man Friday night after the suspect apparently grabbed the officer's taser and tried to escape in order to avoid arrest for alleged drunk driving. The department has also placed a second officer on administrative leave. On Saturday, Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields resigned over the incident. Saturday night saw protests and a fire at the Wendy's fast food restaurant where the incident took place. Protesters continue to surround the restaurant on Sunday. Police and dash and body cam show 27-year-old Rayshard Brooks asleep in his car Friday night, blocking the drive-thru lane of the Wendy's restaurant. After failing a breathalyzer test, he apparently struggled with a police officer, grabbed a taser, and attempted to flee. Officer Garrett Rolfe apparently fired his gun at least three times, and Brooks fell to the ground. He was later pronounced dead at a hospital. A lawyer for the Brooks family says he wants Officer Rolfe to be charged with, in his words, an unjustified use of deadly force, which equals murder. The district attorney for Fulton County, Georgia, told CNN his office will decide later this week what kinds of charges, if any, Rolfe will face. The death of Brooks comes as the entire country is grappling with the issue of how police treat African-American men suspected of even relatively minor crimes. In Minneapolis, Minnesota last month, African-American man George Floyd died after an officer held his knee on Floyd's neck when Floyd was suspected of trying to spend a counterfeit $20 bill. His death set off protest marches in nearly every major U.S. city and in several European capitals. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download from Washington, D.C. You're listening to VOA News. Brazil has moved past Britain to become the country with the second highest COVID-19 death toll in the world after the United States. The South American country's death tally early on Sunday was 42,720. According to Johns Hopkins University, Britain has lost 41,747 people to COVID-19. The United States has lost 115,436 lives to the coronavirus pandemic. Johns Hopkins reports the number of coronavirus cases around the world is steadily climbing toward the 8 million mark. The U.S. has more than 2 million cases. It's followed again by Brazil with more than 850,000 infections. Russia has the third highest number of cases with more than 519,000. And China reported 57 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday. That's its highest one-day total in 2 months. 36 locally transmitted cases were detected in Beijing. China reported 45 positive cases on Saturday. Beijing officials plan to test 10,000 people for infection. A city spokesman said sports events and plans to reopen schools on Monday will be suspended, and the National Theater and Yonghe Temple will be closed. Afghanistan's warring sides have agreed to open long-awaited peace talks in Qatar, possibly later this month, to negotiate a sustainable ceasefire and political settlement to years of conflict in Afghanistan. A spokesman for the Taliban insurgency on Sunday confirmed to VOA the breakthrough development, but did not say when the dialogue will begin. An Afghan government source told VOA that President Ashraf Ghani has accepted a Qatari government proposal for hosting the intra-Afghan talks in Doha, the Gulf state's capital, where the Islamist Taliban maintains its political office. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Sunday the U.S. economy, the world's largest, is, in his words, now in a recovery stage from the debilitating effects of the coronavirus pandemic that closed thousands of businesses, even as forecasters say unemployment figures will remain high for months. Kudlow told CNN, "I think we are on our way back. 2021 is going to be a solid, solid year." He indicated the $600 a week unemployment compensation supplement the federal government has been paying to more than 40 million unemployed workers, in addition to state benefits, is likely to end as scheduled at the end of July. The official U.S. jobless rate was 13.3% in May, although due to an error, the officials say the rate should have totaled 16.4%. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.